This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Personal Development and Mental Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Frank Keeley, a licensed professional counselor and life coach. He is one of about 60 people who have been studied at the University of California because he remembers every day of his life since he was 6 years old. How incredible is that? And he is now 55. Frank has written 4 books. They include Living with a Phenomenal Memory, Memory Brain Exercises, Heal Your Memories, Change Your Life, and The Ultimate Guide to Healing Your Past. He helps people heal the pain of their past through his counseling and coaching and has been a frequent guest on shows around the world. Frank, certainly great to have you back with us here on eHealth Radio.
Yes, it's really good to be back.
So tell me, Frank, to get started, what exactly do you mean by learning from your memories?
Well, I think anything that happens to us in our lives contains a lesson. A lot of times when things aren't going the way we would like maybe if you're in a job that you don't like, or maybe you like some things about it but not others, or a relationship, there's always something to be learned, whether it's learning a new skill, learning about yourself even, what you like and what you don't like. And same thing can happen when you're in college. You try certain majors, but you don't like one, so you try another. So we're always learning from things if we choose to. Now, people are to more or less different degrees attuned to learning. Like some people just keep making the same mistake, but we really can learn from anything, any day, any situation we're in. And that's what my latest book, The Ultimate Guide to Healing Your Past, is about, how to learn from memories maybe that in the past you didn't learn from, but they could contain a lesson that would be useful to you now.
I couldn't agree more, and it certainly brings hope to a lot of folks that are listening in today. Tell us, the title of your chapter is We All Have Good Days and Bad Days, or Do We? What do you mean by that, especially that do we really have bad days?
Well, the way we assess our days, and really our months and years with the new year just passed, it just started, I should say, we're maybe thinking we want 16 to be better than 15, or we want it to be as good. Really, the way we evaluate our days as to whether a good day is something where most of the things that happened or all the things that happened were the things we wanted to happen. Like maybe when we go on a vacation, we have good days then, or when we get a promotion, or even a day where just everything went well. For instance, in my counseling and coaching, if I have a day where all my sessions with clients seem to have clicked and they learned something and improved, I'd call that a good day. Now, the corollary of that is that a bad day is defined as a day where most, if not all, things didn't go the way you had wanted to. So that's really all that good and bad means. And if you look at some of the bad days in your life or situations that you're calling bad, and you learn something from it, well, then they have value, and you no longer have to think of it as a bad day or a bad time.
Give us an example of memories that you can learn from your past experience or from those that you may have coached.
Okay, well, let's imagine, say if you were in a relationship where they were abusive or mean, or they didn't, or maybe if they just didn't meet your needs and didn't seem to care about your needs, well, you can learn from that that's not the kind you want. And often you think of the opposite of that. That's what you do want in a relationship. And then you can go and seek out the kind of person that'll meet your needs better. So that's one way. And it can be the same with jobs you work in. You can learn, if you like some things about a job but not others. For instance, maybe you have a job where you help people, but you also do administrative work, and you like the teaching and the counseling better than the administrative stuff, then maybe take a job that's all that. And in my book, The Ultimate Guide to Healing Your Past, I interviewed some incredible people and how they had very trying memories, but they all learn great things from them. For instance, I interviewed a lady, Sarah Blum, who was the who was a nurse back in Vietnam in 1967 from the U.S. and in the busiest refugee camp for anybody. So she saw some horrific deaths, injuries, and sometimes she'd be doing her nursing work with grenades flying overhead, and how that made her stronger, and that now she helps people with post-traumatic stress disorder. I also interviewed a somewhat famous person for the book, Dean Tong, who was the world's foremost expert on false sexual abuse allegations. He, back in 1985, he had, was going through a divorce, and all of a sudden one day he was arrested at work because his mother was accusing him of abusing their four-year-old daughter. And it took him a couple years to get out of all the charges. And now he was involved in the Michael Jackson hearing. So it created a whole life direction for him and helped him do a lot of good. Interestingly, one of the people I interviewed was a lady who tried all kinds of traditional therapies, and some of them helped her, some of them didn't. But she added to that and said this was just as therapeutic as all of it, some volunteering for the animal rescue. And she discovered that, you know, helping animals was therapeutic because it was just her personality. She liked that and was good with it. So I think you can learn from even reading my book that, you know, part of therapy and healing is finding yourself and not, I mean, all the traditional things, changing your thoughts and then which changes your feelings, or going through your past, learning meditations are all useful, but you can also learn from your memories what kind of things you like and don't like to help guide you toward the kind of person you are and were meant to be. So really, you know, I could go on and on with examples of things you can learn from your memories. And so sometimes, in addition to having people read the book, I'm developing a course which will be on my website probably within the next week, advertised for people over 50 to improve, to learn how to keep their memories going. And you know, and I'm also developing a Udemy course for healing your past, as well as in the future there's going to be some for memory improvement. So there's just so much you can learn from your past.
And I certainly couldn't agree more, and we certainly do appreciate all those examples. That certainly is eye-opening without a question today. We are joined by Frank Keeley once again, a licensed professional counselor and life coach who helps people heal the pain of their past through his counseling and coaching here on eHealth Radio's personal development and mental health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Frank, if you did not learn anything from a previous memory, what is the point of learning from it years later when you look back?
Well, the main point of it is to stop making the same mistakes again. It was interesting. One time when I was in graduate school studying to be a teacher, I saw this video on these model history students that said, we have to learn all about history so that when we're in charge of the world, we don't make the same mistakes again. Well, I think from your own personal history, you know, a lot of times if you don't learn from a memory, you do keep making the same mistakes again. An example would be someone who keeps going from one abusive relationship to another, or someone who ends up being the scapegoat at work, or someone who keeps losing jobs because they don't learn the skills as they go along. And so a lot of times, I would also say that when a particular memory keeps cropping up in your head, that's a sign that you have something to learn from it. And so you keep thinking about, and somewhere deep inside you know that there's something you need to learn from this memory that keeps coming up. Now, in my previous book, Heal Your Memories, Change Your Life, which I know I talked about on this show March of last year, it was all about healing the pain from past memories, or the emotional pain. So now this is, which it might be a good sequence for you to read that first and then go to The Ultimate Guide to Healing Your Past, which is about learning. And I would also say you don't only learn from, quote, bad memories, but you can learn from your good memories too, like things you might want to keep going. For instance, Well, when I was growing up, we always went to our Jersey Shore house in Sea Isle City, New Jersey. And although it took me till I was 37 years old to get back down here to the shore, I knew that I would eventually would move there. And there's a name for that. It's called niche picking. When you have a real good experience the first time you do something, and you decide that you want that to always be a part of your life. Might be a young man the first time he goes hunting or fishing with his dad and some people, or it could be somebody who plays sports for the first time or tries out for a show the first time, and they want to keep doing that throughout their life. And even if you forgot about that you liked something, and then one day you have a memory of it that pops up, that's good. Maybe you could pursue the hobby or the interest now. So it works with both good and the bad memories.
Also, how can healing the pain from memories and learning from them improve your overall health? I'm sure there's some link there. If you could get into that, that would be great.
Well, I think a lot of times in the past 30, 40 years or so, that medical science has even shown a link between your thoughts and feelings and your health. I mean, they've discovered that certain types of illnesses or certain personalities are more susceptible to certain types of illnesses. So I think when you really heal the past and feel good, or at the very least accepting about everything, it makes your anger, your anxiety, and if you have depression or even just get the blues sometimes, there's less of a chance of that. So by healing yourself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, it helps you heal physically too. You're less likely to get sick. So it's really, it helps you in all phases of your life. And for people who are holistic-minded, healing, they like to be healthy in every way, shape, and form, whether it's physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. That can be by healing the past, it can create a ripple effect where you heal your different aspect, all aspects of yourself, really. So there's a lot to be said for it. And for anyone, and some questions I've gotten since I wrote the book, and even while I was writing it, one is, what if you just have a bad feeling that keeps cropping up and you don't know what memory it's from? Well, there's techniques you can do that, I could coach you with to help you get it up and help you release the feeling, as well as figure out what the memory is and heal that too. And also the idea, I've been asked, how do you know which memories are important to heal and learn from? Well, essentially they all are, but as I was saying a few minutes ago, the ones that crop up a lot in your head are the ones that probably need to be healed the most. Because, your brain is an amazing machine. It can tell you exactly what you need in any circumstance if you listen and are attuned to it. Sometimes a memory will crop up when you meet a person who looks or talks or acts like someone who was in that memory, or people who've had deja vu experience in places. It's likely that there was a memory there or in a place that looked just like it. It got triggered. And so the specific memories to focus on are the ones that are in your head the most. And it can, then again, sometimes you heal them and other ones come up. Now, I've also been asked about people who want to retrieve more of the good memories. Well, there's techniques for that too. By looking at old pictures, even if it's the old-fashioned style with negatives and photo paper or Kodak paper, or whether it's more recent memories that are on your phone and on your computer, looking at pictures. And sometimes if you know what the scents were, for instance, you might recall one vacation and suddenly thoughts and memories will crop up about other vacations. Or maybe you'll recall a certain birthday and then some of the good memories of additional birthdays crop up, because the brain can be very organized that way. So all in all, the more you heal and the more you learn from your memories, the better off you are, because that's why the final chapter of my book, The Ultimate Guide to healing your past is you are the smartest person in the world because you learn what you need to know from your memories.
I just had a thought, Frank, you may be able to answer this, maybe not, but do you think that some dreams are linked to our past or past memories? Maybe dreams that we kind of have that correlate with the same subject matter, that kind of thing. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, although you can't measure that in a laboratory, because dreams don't, unless there's a number in the dream, I mean, there's nothing that can be empirically measured. But I do think that my own idea is somewhat similar to Freud's, that, you know, a lot of dreams come up to help you pay attention to something that you've been neglecting. Now, it might not always be necessary to pay attention to everything. Like, say if you've been getting happier, your life's going well, and then you have a dream about back when things weren't so good. Well, it may not be necessary to pay attention to that anymore unless there's something to learn from. But I think dreams are your brain's way of seeking balance.
And that's well, well responded to. I think that's something good, just draws your attention to maybe what you're not paying attention to the most and kind of brings your attention to that. So that's some good information. Where can our listeners connect with you and get more information? And also, where can they purchase your books as well?
Well, all of my books are available on Amazon on both Kindle and they're on my last two, The Ultimate Guide and also Heal Your Memories, Change Your Life, are available on Goodreads. I mean, Create Space, that's it. I also have a Goodreads page. And, well, I had a couple Amazon pages, but they're being integrated right now into one. And also my website is www.phenomenalmemory.com. Now, I know that's a long name, but it's kind of easy to remember, Phenomenal Memory. And so there you'll get information. You can access my previous monthly newsletters, which have been going on for a couple years with a lot of interesting tips. And we're working on developing my membership website if you want to become a member, and you'll get all kinds of tips and discounts on coaching and different things when you join that. And so that's probably the best way to see everything, because you can click on there for my books, as well as Heal Your Memories, Change Your Life is also available on audiobook. So that's there. So my website's the best way to access everything, and my books can go to Amazon or Create Space.
Well, Frank, as always, good to have you. Thanks so much for joining us. Some very helpful information, and I'm sure the listeners gained something from this without a question, and thanks for joining us here on eHealth Radio.
Yes, it's been a pleasure.
Always is. We've been speaking with Frank Healy of Phenomenal Memory, that provides counseling and coaching for people who need help recovering from past traumas. Frank is also the author of four books, which include Living with a Phenomenal Memory, Memory Brain Exercises, Heal Your Memories, Change Your Life, and The Ultimate Guide to Healing Your Past. And once again, the website for contact and for more information is phenomenalmemory.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the personal development and mental health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.